Welcome to Audix Radio's Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. In the series, we talk about the different rights that children should have both in and out of hospital and give advice to people about respecting all children. Each episode focuses on a different right where children talk about their thoughts and experiences, and an expert talks about why these rights are important for children. So sit back, relax, and listen to what they have to tell us. Welcome, listener, to this Audix Radio Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. In this podcast, we discuss the right for children with chronic conditions to not have assumptions made about them due to their condition. This means that children who are living with a chronic condition should have the right to be treated just like any other child and not have everyone else's expectation of their ability and worth taken as their reality. All children can do anything, and sometimes things need to be changed in order to accommodate or help a child with a chronic condition. But that does not mean that they cannot do anything at all. In this podcast, I will share what my fellow Audix Radio reporters who all live with a chronic condition think of this right. Then we'll listen to two stories of reporters sharing incidents where assumptions have been made about them. We also hear from Dr. Kavishan Naidu, who is a senior registrar at the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, who speaks of the impact others' assumptions can have on a child. But let me first share my experience with this right. Now, a lot of people assume that because I'm wheelchair bound, I use a wheelchair, they assume that I am numb from waist down. And most of the time they would ask, people would ask me, can you feel? And of course I'd say, yes, I can feel. And they'd start to touch my leg and ask if I can feel that. And I tell them, yes, I can feel. But I always tell them that yes, I'm in a wheelchair, but that does not mean I cannot feel. I can still feel everything. You can still touch my toes and I can feel it. You can still tickle under my feet and I would still feel it. Now, let's take a listen to the views of my fellow Audix Radio reporters.
Hi, my name is Aluia, and I feel that it's not right to make assumptions about children that have chronic conditions. Firstly, it can start brewing anxiety and it can start giving kids a lot of insecurities. Kids can have a lot of insecurities, and us as kids, we do take things to heart, and it does sit on our mind, work on our mind whole day, and we tend to become sad, and you know, we're just always wondering who's watching us. But we have to also look at the realistic side. Yes, people are very, very judgy, and they're mostly going to judge on our appearance and the things that we do, even the way you look, and also things that you can and cannot do.
Hi, my name is Tariq Kenny, and I'm 20 years old. What comes to mind when I think about the right to not having assumptions made about me due to my chronic condition? Well, often and many times when people see you from the outside and see your physical attributes or your physical structure, they often think due to a chronic condition, if you had participated, for example, in a physical activity, you'd not be able to excel in that activity. Or due to a chronic condition that maybe affects your academic learning, or what people think could affect your academic learning, such as autism, for example, they often think that your learning capacity is much shorter than that of an average normal student.
Hi, my name is Tamina. I am 14 years old and I am an Audix Radio reporter. What I think this right means is that just because one has a chronic condition, that doesn't give the right for people to make assumptions about them and us. This can have a negative effect on children and will make them feel less than they are.
Hi, my name is Kakamba Tuba. So what comes to mind when I hear children have the right not to have assumption being made about them because they have chronic condition is that just because they have chronic condition doesn't mean that they cannot do what other children can do. And it also doesn't mean that they should be treated differently from other kids. They are not fragile. and they are also not different from other children just because they have chronic conditions. I think assumption affects children with chronic condition badly. It also makes them have low self-esteem, and they start to also believe that there are certain things that they cannot do.
Here is Dr. Kabushin Naidu, who will briefly share his thoughts on this right. Now, Dr. Naidu, what is an assumption and what impact can assumptions have on a child?
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavi Naidu. I'm one of the senior registrars working in the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at Red Cross Children's Hospital. An assumption is when you think you know something about someone, but you don't really ask them whether or not it's true. So sometimes people can make assumptions because they're too scared to ask other people what it is that's going on. Oftentimes children, and sometimes even their parents, will assume somebody who has a chronic condition can't do the same things that other children can do. So for example, they may feel that their child cannot be friends with the child with a chronic condition, or they could feel that a child with a chronic condition doesn't do as well at school, can't play certain sports, or participate in certain hobbies. This is very important because children with chronic conditions are just like any other child, and they need to be afforded the same opportunities. What happens is that children that have chronic conditions are often face what we call stigma, so they feel excluded by other children and other people. And this could lead to people feeling excluded, not being happy, not able to make friends, and not being able to reach their full potential. And this can lead to them feeling very lonely, and this can negatively affect their mental health.
That's the end of part one for Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. Let's take a break, have a stretch, and grab something to drink. And when you're back, you can press play.
We'll talk to Dr. Naidu again later, but now here are two RX Radio reporters, Tariq and Qaqamba, who we heard earlier in the podcast. They will talk about incidents where assumptions were made about them. And we start off with Tariq, who talks about his experience in high school.
Due to my chronic condition of me being anemic and having a weaker bone structure and having less stamina than everybody else, especially before my kidney transplant, whenever I wanted to participate in physical education or play soccer with the boys at school, they never wanted to pass the ball to me because they always thought that I'd be too weak to run with the ball, or I wouldn't be able to kick the ball, or I wouldn't be able to tackle anyone because I was the shortest in the grade. Or whenever we'd do physical activities, they wouldn't always want me to be on the team because they thought that I wasn't fast enough. Or when they would want me to be on the team, it would be more as a pity case. So even on that team I was on, just had me on the team just because they wanted to do a good deed and pity the sick kid. And after I received my transplant and I started having a bit more physical strength, there were still people that didn't want to, when we were participating in physical activities, that didn't want to include me in the activities, such as soccer and all these different sorts of physical activities. And what I had to do is I had to constantly prove myself to my fellow classmates and constantly go and fight for what I wanted to. I would either have to improve my speed and start to run faster, or I would basically have to give 100% more than what everyone else was giving in class just for me to be noticed. When I was in grade 11, grade 12, when I started getting much faster and started getting full marks for my physical exercises and started scoring some goals in soccer, that my fellow classmates started to take me seriously. And that was all because I had to put in the physical work myself. And it took quite a long time during my whole schooling duration. It took a long time for anyone to take me seriously.
Now here's Qaqamba, who shares her experience on campus.
So I have a tracheostomy, which is a tube in my neck, and I also have a ventilator in my room. So when I would bring like my the students that you know I attend with to my room, maybe to start studying, they would start treating me differently when they see the machine or when I'm on the machine, because I actually don't tell them before they come to my room, ukuthi, there's this thing, you know. So the more I explained to them that this is a ventilator machine, it helps me to breathe, I'm still the same Kakama that you see on campus, they started treating me as they treat me on campus. Yeah, and some people will think that just because I use a shop rider, I cannot walk. Yeah, well, because on campus I use a shop rider. So when I'm in res, I go from my room to the tuck shop, which is like 2 minutes. They'll be like, "Hi, bo, why are you using a shop rider on campus? But now you can walk." Then I'll have to sit down with them, and then I'll have to like explain to them, "Ukuthi, I have this condition, I cannot walk long distance." You see, so people will treat you the way you treat yourself and the way you make them understand of your situation and how they should treat you.
Now we're back with Dr. Naidu. And Doctor, what can people do to stop making assumptions?
The most important thing is, I think, is you're allowed to ask people in a very kind and empathetic way if there's something that you're not sure about. So for example, if you're concerned or you've heard one of your classmates has been diagnosed with a condition, maybe you can ask them more about it. What does it mean to have this condition? What do you need to do to help you manage this condition, instead of just thinking that you know? It's very important though that when you do ask them, you ask them in a very kind way.
If a child is in a situation right now where assumptions have been made about them and is affected them negatively, what can they do?
So everybody goes through periods where they don't think positively about themselves, and this is entirely normal. I think the most important thing is to realize that any setback or failure that you have is just one part of your story. It's not who you are as a person. Similarly, with somebody who has a chronic condition, it's a part of their life. It's not the whole life. And I think the important thing is that if you are feeling bad about yourself, to please reach out to somebody who you trust, a teacher, a parent, a friend, and to seek help.
Thank you, Dr. Naidu. Now let's wrap up with the same question for the reporters. Now, if a child is in a situation right now where assumptions have been made about them and has affected them negatively, what would you say to them?
My encouragement for the children would be, no matter anything anyone says about you, you know your worth, and don't let the assumptions get to you.
Words of encouragement to children who have chronic condition is that I think they should learn first about their chronic condition and then try to educate people about it, because I've noticed that people make assumptions because they don't know. So once you talk to them and like they start to treat you differently, because now they see that you are not a different person. You just like any other kids. You can talk, you can play, all those stuff.
We do not have control over what people think about us and what they say about us. And so, yes, it's going to be tough or difficult in the beginning, not, you know, worrying about what people think about us or they say about us. But, you know, this is our life and we live once. So you know what you're capable of doing. So do that. And don't do it to show off, or don't do it to show other people, but rather do it for yourself, because that comes from your inner peace. So, yes, I said, isn't it right of people making assumptions about other kids, about their chronic conditions? But I also feel that we need to also learn that we have no control over their mind. but we do have control over ours, so let's take control of it.
What I would encourage them is, I know it's easier said than done, but I would encourage you to keep on pushing. Continue to give. When everybody else is giving 100%, you give 110%. And eventually in time, you are going to be noticed, and your efforts are going to be rewarded, and you will improve yourself. And all those that have looked down at you and thought of you as the underdog and made assumptions about you will actually realize the skill set that you bring to the table and how big of an impact you will have in that certain area. So it will take some time, but continue to push hard, continue to work much harder, and continue to outwork everybody else, because you'll see the fruits of your labor eventually.
That's the end of this podcast on the right to not have assumptions made because I have a chronic condition.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this edition of Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. RX Radio, by and for children.